increase proposed by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle is twice the level of the cap he signed into law a couple of years ago. It got support from Democrats, including Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay. Hansen said cities and counties need this flexibility to pay for the services people demand.
Local government's strapped in a lot of different ways. They're going to have to try to provide services for their seniors. They're going to have to try to deal with the high cost of fuel. With all of their employees, they have to deal with the high cost of high health care, and we're not addressing that ever.
Republicans fought the plan unsuccessfully, although they'll have another shot when it moves to the full legislature. Eagle River Assemblyman Dan Meyer was among those who wanted no increase at all.
Now, we always bring up that, my gosh, with levy limits, police, sir, we're not going to have the cops on the street, your house is going to burn down. Well, we just had levy limits. The governor put them on the last budget. And we all survived.
For the median home in Wisconsin, the governor's proposal could amount to a more than $140 property tax increase over the next couple years. Doyle's plan to increase the tax people pay when they sell their home also cleared the finance panel. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.